Chapter 31, Finding Josh, Dante. I found Josh on the second night. It was easier than I thought. He was walking down Logan's Road with a rucksack on his back and wearing jeans, a dirty t-shirt, and the brown jacket he got for his 16th birthday. He had his head down, but as soon as he saw me, he began to run. He was fast, but I was faster. I threw him against the nearest wall as hard as I could. "I'm sorry." Josh tried to stop me, putting my hands around his neck. "I didn't mean to, but when he kissed me..." I pressed my hands against Josh's neck, hard. His face began to turn dark red, but I didn't stop. I was doing this for Adam. Just as Josh's eyes were beginning to close, he suddenly stopped pulling away from me and kissed me. I let go of him immediately and wiped my mouth with the back of my hand. Josh fell to the ground, trying to breathe.
"I'm going to kill you!"
I shouted and started punching his face hard. He tried to push me away, but I didn't stop.
"See?"
he said, speaking through a mouthful of blood.
"You hate us gay people just as much as I do."
"Us gay people?"
Then he started to cry.
You're gay?"
Still crying, Josh nodded. "I don't hate.
I'm not like you," I began. "This is about what you did to Adam."
But was I being honest with myself? I thought that I hated Josh because of what he had done to my brother. But that was nothing to how I felt when Josh kissed me. So what did that make me? I tried to understand how I felt. Josh slowly got to his feet. He was still crying.
Is Adam going to be okay?"
I couldn't believe it. He'd nearly killed my brother, and now he was asking if Adam was well.
"Could you tell him that I'm sorry?" asked Josh.
I just turned and walked away without saying another word.